Proclamation number 8940 of 21st of February, 1965. Dartha, sounding, word protect against error. The sounding word is the sign of most intimate union with me, which also gives you the guarantee for the truth of that which you are allowed to receive. You are then addressed so that you hear the thoughts like clearly spoken words, but not your bodily ear can hear this voice, but it sounds in the heart and makes you immensely happy. It is also a sign of unusual soul maturity, which enables man to receive deepest wisdoms out of me, so that everything, what imparts a light to you, what gives you brightness of spirit, everything what is dictated to a receiver, is also to be regarded as a direct expression for my part, because he hears it when he writes it down. Only the degree of the receiver can be different, what determines exactly the depth of wisdom of his receptions. But one thing must be emphasized, that the intellect of every receiver can go its own way and that it must not be subject to any compulsion because of free will. And that is the decisive thing, that man can also err when his intellect is not switched off, because also my opponent seeks to use it for himself, and I cannot defend him when he seeks to express himself through the intellect. But man can defend himself against him when he always asks me to protect him from all error. And so it is also possible that the opponent intervenes in questions, which he himself whispers to man, which he then also answers himself in the same way, that therefore also a voice sounds to him, which however touches him uneasily, but which he always puts down to a pure bodily state. But you man will likewise feel uneasiness when reading such receptions, and when you pay attention to it and intimately ask me for enlightenment, then you will also be able to recognize it as error. Because you are to check everything and always consider that I can do no force to the will of man, and whether he is, was, still so close to me and I could, can, further give him my spiritual gifts. But who carelessly reads over it, he gets into the same thinking, and Satan has already won, whatever his intention is, that he confuses the hearts of men. Nor could I have drawn his attention to his error afterwards, for his mind was now even more concerned with a question which was answered to him on the part of my adversary entirely in his will. For again and again I emphasize that I do not influence a person's will against him. His will alone is decisive, which could also have turned to me completely, and then the pure truth would also truly have been imparted to him. And so it is now not a question that a man is protected from all error through the sounding word, but it is alone a question whether he also heard my word in the moment of receiving, because also my opponent can express himself in the same way, however his voice sounds in the back of the head, while he felt an indisposition thereby, which he attributed to his bodily state. No man is excluded from such harassments of the opponent, especially then when the request for protection from error has not proceeded, which gives me the right to push him away. And precisely because of my nature he wants to throw you humans into confusion, for this is his intention, that you should not recognize me correctly so that he will not lose you to me. And exactly my nature I seek to reveal to you again and again through divine revelations, because every untruth prevents you to strive towards me, to give me all your love. And your view that a receiver of the sounding word must be free of all error has given him the best foundation. And yet you conclude wrongly. And if you also now do not believe my corrections, then you will continue to walk along in error, because again I gave you information about the most important problem, about your creation in highest perfection, and you can draw your conclusions from it yourselves, which will also satisfy you with my help. And consider that also John, the caller in the wilderness, was a high spirit of light, who descended to earth. That also to him his thinking was free. That I also did not determine him to think what is right. That also at him my opponent tried himself, who whispered into his mind doubts about me and my nature, about my mission. Because he had power over the human in him, and it was only at the will of John that a light was given to him about me myself. But I emphasize again and again that I force no man to believe, that I only want to make it easy for him to come to the right faith. Amen.